Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. So please do me a favor and like, follow, subscribe, and you can download for free. That way you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guest today is Elijah Rock, a celebrated entertainer, and he is bridging the worlds of music, history, and advocacy through his show, Memories Unleashed, the Great American Songbook. But he's also the founder of the Elijah Rock Foundation, which supports families affected by dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, Elijah was touched personally by this dreaded disease, which robs a person of their dignity and their self. So he's going to talk to us about that and a whole lot more. Elijah Rock, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Lynn. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're grateful to have you. First thing I want to know is, where did you get the name Elijah Rock? Because person of faith, you know, we talk a lot about Elijah and that rock. So where did you get that name from?
Well, Elijah Rock is a Negro spiritual. Mm-hmm. Moses Hogan, as you may know, wrote it's a wonderful choral arrangement called Elijah Rock. And I used to sing and tour with the Los Angeles Jubilee Singers in my 20s, singing Negro spiritual music all over the world. And so at the time, my eldest son's mom had suggested that I think about a stage name. And I said, yeah, I'll think about that. And I had a dream, and in this dream, my ancestors were bestowing frankincense and blessings upon me. And in the dream, they said, if you take on this name, know that everything you do in show business is rooted and stands on the shoulders of your ancient ancestors. So I woke up and I said, how about Elijah Rock? And she said, I love the name. And then the reason the name stuck is, I guess she was in an art gallery, and Denzel walked in and she told Denzel what I do for a living. And Denzel said, I don't know if that's his real name, but if that's his stage name, he should keep it. And the rest is history.
Wonderful, wonderful. That is a powerful name, so you kept it, and it's opening doors and doing great things for you, as it speaks volumes for you before they even get to see you, Elijah Rock.
Amen. And it has informed, you know, the decisions that I've made along the way.
Talk to me about the Great American Songbook, or the Memories Unleashed, the Great American Songbook, and how is it that you went for that particular style of music over anything else? And yeah, why choose the Great American Songbook, and then explain what that is to people?
I really appreciate you highlighting that. So I came up, you know, singing in the church, but I had a classical timbre to my voice. And so that led me down the road of taking voice lessons. And then, you know, I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music. And when you're in conservatory learning music, particularly classical music, you are introduced to early American music. And you're introduced to, you know, George Gershwin, Rodgers and Hart. You're introduced to Paul Robeson and Leontine Price and all of these wonderful artists and early American composers. So those composed from the 1920s to the 1950s, you know, and you know, Duke Ellington is a part of that group, you know, but a lot of the Tin Pan Alley composers were Jewish people. And so that music was the pop music of the day, right? The music that you would have heard Ella sing, you know, Nat King Cole and all those artists. That was the pop music of the day. So That's considered the Great American Songbook from the 1920s, I would say, through the 50s. And that is also called pop traditional music. And so because I was coming up through, you know, school where I was introduced to that stuff, I and a lot of those early singers were trained classically. Even Tony Bennett was trained in bel canto. That just became the music that was natural to what I was being exposed to. And then, of course, when I was, you know, listening to Nat Cole and Sammy Davis and Joe Williams and Arthur Price, I was listening to those cats and Ella, and I said, wow, you know, to be a black crooner, is there's something special about that. And many of them were baritone voices, and it just fit the natural sort of core of my artistry. And so when I started to record the music, I realized that there wasn't many people out there like me doing it. And that was a good and a bad thing. More good. When you're starting off, you look around and you say, wow, you know, I'm a part of the hip hop generation, and I'm singing this music. Kind of like Samara Joy, right? Who was just on 60 Minutes. You know, she, you know, people say, oh, she sounds like, you know, Sarah Vaughan and Ella. And she does have this ancient soul sort of, you know, resonating within her. And so I'm kind of cut out of that similar cloth in terms of this kind of music.
And so what you did was you combined your artistry with purpose to educate audiences about the healing power of music and its benefits for brain health. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, that was an evolution due to the fact that my father is living with Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, my mom is taking care of people in our family who, you know, had dementia. So Alzheimer's and dementia is it's something that we all can relate to. Even though in our community there's a lot of stigma, we can all relate to it, someone in our family. And so I know that these songs, just speaking, you know, in regards to my father, these songs elicit nostalgia and memories. And so I was very fortunate this past year to be in a program called the Atlantic Fellowship Program at UCSF in San Francisco. And for a whole year, I lived in San Francisco, and I studied about dementia and Alzheimer's with some of the leading professors and neurologists at UCSF and a cohort of neuroscientists and neurologists from all over the world. And me being in the program, I just completed the program in August. Me being in the program was about how do I use music to further awareness and impact, and also research. There's a lot of research being done around the power of music, particularly to support brain health. You know, there's certain risk factors with brain health. Of course, there's dietary. We want to make sure we exercise, no alcohol, good sleep. Or stress, but music is a wonderful anecdote, because music helps us remember those special moments. Music reduces our stress levels. And so I thought, wow, these particular songs that have so much nostalgia embedded, because, for example, let's just say Unforgettable. I mean, wherever you are, you know that song. Be in an elevator, and it transcends generations. You know, even my son knows I left my heart. He doesn't necessarily maybe know who sang it, but you know, my 18 year old that song.
Wow.
So the idea is, if I can sing this music that's timeless, it's America's classical music. This is our music, and this is the first music in the world that combined Negro spiritual, gospel, jazz, and classical themes. It's the most American music of any genre in terms of roots music. And so, if I could sing these songs and tell the story of brain health and bring multiple generations together all at the same time, I thought, wow, this could be a special way to expand awareness. Because the fact is, African-American people in particular are twice as likely to get dementia and Alzheimer's and are participating in research at a level of about 1%.
Why do you think that is, though, Elijah, that African-Americans have this high rate of dementia?
Well, there's a lot of factors that play into it, but one is education is a risk factor. And our community has historically not been given the same access to education. Okay. I'm not saying that that's the full story, but that's a part, a small part of the story, and there's research to support that. We are, lack of access to pre-diagnosis is a factor, access to medical institutions. But the pathology, there's more to be mined in terms of why our demographic of people are twice as likely. But my hope is that with these stark statistics, that we will really consider the advancements in research, because we have come a long way in terms of safeguards. You know, a lot of folk in our community, when you say, participate in a clinical trial, we say, oh, no, uh-uh. We've been mistreated.
And that's true. Historically,
experimenting on our bodies in Tuskegee comes to mind. It's amazing how, when you have these conversations, how many people will bring up Tuskegee. It's still fresh in our consciousness. But the reality is we, the science community is starting to realize that they need to do better, because the hypothesis is, if we're not embedded in the research, then long-term wise, how do we know if any new advancements in treatment would work for our community? And with us being twice as likely to get it, this silent tsunami is going to have a huge impact on our community. And we need to really be thinking about this stuff.
Okay. Your work and what you're doing is supported by the Global Brain Health Institute and the Alzheimer's Association to raise awareness about brain health. So that's awesome news right there, that you're connected that way and to help bring about people acknowledging and then knowing more about this Alzheimer's. Because like you said, in the African-American community, we don't always get all the information that we need and are not as educated on that as we should be. Well, it's just lack of access to information, a lot of it is, or not paying attention when it is there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the show's Memories Unleashed. That's what we're doing. We're taking these shows, they're entertaining shows. So when you come to the show, you're not going to be hit over the head with all this science. It's a free show. It's supported by grants, and we do ask a few questions in terms of we ask for consent to ask 5 questions up front before the show that you can easily answer on your phone, just to get a sense of your understanding of Alzheimer's and your comfortability with the idea of research. And then at the end, there's 4 or 5 more questions, to get a really nice free, handbag of goodies. But the idea is that we are conducting, legitimate research in terms of just asking questions to try to understand what are the intrinsic motivations and what are, what sentiment do people have about this idea. And but the show itself is an entertaining jazz show featuring me and a female singer. And then at intermission, though, we do have a scientist from UCSF, Dr. Charles Winden, who's an African-American neurologist, and he talks a little bit about the latest advancements in research and what we can do as a community So that's the beauty, is that you get entertained, you bring people together, entertain, you connect music and art as a way, because socialization is huge. Bringing people together is huge. I saw my father's dementia, his decline during COVID, because as many of you all know, the isolation was pretty severe. So, you know, watching that was pretty big. So just getting together around music is actually really good for your brain. And so that's what we want to do, you know, have a reason for people to come together and have a good time. But then, you know, we educate a little bit. And so you leave with some information, you leave with some direction, you leave with knowing how you can get more involved based on your own comfortability. And that's our goal.
Okay. And then you have your wife, Leslie, working with you, and especially with your Elijah Rock Foundation, which supports families affected by dementia and Alzheimer's. So tell me about Leslie's part in it.
Yeah. Well, Leslie runs, so we you know, I've lived in all the major cities, Los Angeles, New York, Vegas. In the last 5 years, I moved to Boise, Idaho.
Really? Boise? Okay.
Yeah. She's from Idaho Falls. And so I check out Boise and I got here. I love the people here are actually really nice, and I love the mountains and everything. So we decided to be here. And so she runs the fourth largest memory care community in the state of Idaho. And so that's what also encouraged us to start the Elijah Rock Foundation. And we have three pillars of, you know, in our mission. One is to provide respite care to those who are caring for their loved ones on a local level. Our national initiative is the Memories Unleashed campaign. And then globally, we're working with the other cohorts from the Global Brain Health Institute on global initiatives. You know, for example, in Zambia, one of my cohorts is one of 15 neurologists in a country of 15 million people. And in Africa, they see dementia and Alzheimer's as witchcraft. So it's a whole other issue. So that's her she kind of focuses on the local initiatives, and we're trying to start up an adult daycare, which is a need here as well. And so it's a family affair. My dad, now we moved him from Cleveland, he's now here in her community in Boise. He's doing really well. It's a family thing now.
wonderful. So before we close out today, you want to tell me about this upcoming album that's being funded by the Global Brain Health Institute and Alzheimer's organizations to extend your mission and your passion with this. So talk to me about what's coming up.
Yeah, so Memories Unleashed Volume 1 is a wonderful project. It's an album, Great American Songbook, songs that we've selected. It's music that reflects this genre for the purpose of raising awareness around dementia and Alzheimer's, funded by Global Brain Health Institute, Alzheimer's Society, Alzheimer's Association. And Rafer Griffin, great drummer, is going to produce the record. I start recording in a couple weeks. It's going to tie in the story, and then it leads to the events. So all the messaging around the record, tying in messages from the songs that tell a story. Also, just the artwork. I mean, the artwork alone is being done by Kugundo Rodney, who is an African artist. He's drawing, and the album cover is going to be a painting that connects to brain health, and that's his work. That's a part of his work He's a current cohort Atlantic fellow at the GBHI Institute currently. So it's threads all the way from the album to the live shows.
Wow, sounds like it's going to be a fabulous recording in 2025, and then your advocacy work is amazing. It's wonderful. It's what is definitely needed, especially the reaching out to the African American community in that part of them. Not saying the rest of it's not good for all the other communities, but in particular with the African American community, because the whole lack of awareness and accessing information around it. So, but thank you so much for being my guest today. I appreciate you for educating us on what you're doing and about Memories Unleashed, the Great American Songbook, and why you do what you do, and helping those out with to get information about Alzheimer's and dementia, and for bringing your dad closer to you, who's suffering from that. So I commend you for that and pray for you and your family.
God bless you. Have a wonderful 2025 yourself and to all your viewers. And please, you know, take some time to check out memoriesunleashed.org. And, of course, be at elijahrock.com and the elijahrockfoundation.org. Just learn more about us and let us know how we can be of support to you.
Elijah, thank you. Do you want them to follow you on social media or the organization?
Oh please, yes. At Elijah Rock on Twitter, X, at Elijah Rock on Instagram, Elijah Rock fan page at on Facebook, and the Elijah Rock Foundation as well on either of those handles. But yeah, please follow. Because we want to let you know when we're coming to do a show near you. Our first show in San Francisco for Memories Unleashed is going to be March 28th. And then we will be in Miami May 3rd. So you can RSVP now through the Memories Unleashed website. And we'll make sure you're aware of those events. And we'll be adding events to the calendar.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elijah Rock. And God bless you and all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, Lynn. Bye-bye.
I want to thank you, too, folks, for joining us for yet another episode of the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. I hope we've had something on here that uplifts, encourages, and inspires your soul. Yes, I really, really do, because that is what we aim to do. Now, if you'd like to reach out to me, you have something you want to say, something you want to share, or other ideas for the show, you can reach out to me on X, that's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram and TikTok at Lynn Woods 96, or LinkedIn at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. Until next time, God bless. Thank you.